Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. You checking for hip hop or checking for R&B? Not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest. These plates showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Art free and amber, always keep the feathers on. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people, intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, but what's current in the news. Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. Stick stay locked on the Wednesday night. Set up Warzel 1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the wop, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, dog, the flow don't stop. Logical 1, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Bam! And just like that, Tony Soprano is out the building. Wow. That's
heart
crazy.
Attack, right?
Actually, it really ain't crazy, but yeah, he died of a heart attack in Italy, so allegedly. But yeah, the interwebs is heating up with that, and man, what a way to come back, you know what I mean?
I know that's no doubt. What a way to come back and go out, what you mean?
Right,
that's
you know?
Real messed up.
So much
yeah.
For the reunion of the movie.
Oh, they was going to do that, right.
So
I just found
that
out like 3 minutes ago.
I found out about it technically like about 30 minutes before the show started, but I posted it on my website, but it just took me by surprise because, you know, on the internet, anybody could die, but they really ain't dead, and then you got to really, like, go to the media access that information. Yeah, but that's crazy, man. Yeah, Tony Soprano, the Bada Bing Club is closed officially for good ever. And may that man rest in peace, man. Condolences to his family, man. That's crazy, though, man. Take care of yourselves, man. Heart attacks ain't no joke, man. I'm getting up there, and I don't wanna go out like that, man. I gotta get back on the trail, man, and lose some gut.
Look, I'm on insanity. What you mean? Boy,
right,
Chauncey be kicking my ass too. I'd be like, damn. But I feel insane because it's coming off. So, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. I gotta keep my sexy on.
Yeah, I gave my little tribute to him. I don't know if you heard the little Sopranos theme in the background, so I gave my little tribute.
Yeah.
Man, anyway, if you don't know, this is Naji here Wednesday. Myself, Brock G, a.k.a. Logical One, a.k.a. L1, and my girl, the Red Child, in the building.
Show
you know, we out here. We've been on sabbatical once again. I know y'all tired of us, man. It's mostly my fault. Hey, Red. But, you know, my man D, he put everybody on a sabbatical for a minute, and then, like, you know, Naja here Wednesday has kind of been off and on, off and on. Like I said, that's kind of my fault because I'm, like, wearing so many hats right now. If you don't know, if you're in the Chicago area, Illinois area, I got a comic book store. So I've been doing that, and if you're on Facebook, it is RC2 Comics and Games and Collectibles. You know, look it up on Google. It'll give you RC2 Comics. Look that up, and it'll give you a link to the site, along with NajaHead.webs.com and NajaHead Radio. Man, I'm fucking busy. So I've been out here, and I be tired, man, on a Wednesday, man. It's hard to get that 2 hours out, man, when you know, working two jobs, man. So it's tight, man. And Red Child with the proper stuff.
Oh, you heard my bad.
Yeah, of course. You know we heard you, man.
Look, I thought I had pushed the mute button. I was trying to be slick.
Yeah, it didn't work out that way. But right. Yeah, that's what's been going on with us. We got MC Shan, legendary MC Shan from the Juice Crew. KRS-One's nemesis. The bridge is over. It started, you know, at the Bronx and the bridge, you know. So, you know, we're going to listen to him today when he calls in. It's ought to be interesting because I kind of want to hear, you know, what's going on with MC Shan and the Juice Crew, you know. These cats been doing what it do, man. You know, when these young cats kick out here and say relevant to the game, this is a cat that is relevant to the game. Whether he's old or not, this cat is very relevant to the game because, A, he's still able to go out on tours. B, he's still able to put out good music. And C, he's just a good MC, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when these cats, you know, it seems like these young guys learned this new word, irrelevant and relevant. Well, this guy is relevant. You know, so when he gets on, we're going to talk to him. I got some new music. A lot of stuff's been going on about Kanye West. They've been talking about my man Kanye, man, and I heard the new album. And
yeah,
I'm from Chicago. Man. What do you think? I ain't feeling it. I'm not going to front. I'm not going to take any, you know, creativity from the guy or credibility from the guy. But this wasn't no shit that I would listen to, you know, 24/7 and everything. I, you know, surf music, I like electronic music, but this was, you know, this is on some 808 and Heartbreaks type shit. He back on, man, you know. It ain't for me. Yeah, it's a lot of things going on with Kanye, man, right now, man. Dude is going through a Xerxes complex or something, man. Dude, straight think he's Xerxes 300 or something like that. You know,
that
androgynous motherfucker. Something wrong with him, man, because Jesus, come on now.
Yeah,
and you know I ain't no Bible thumper. But it is what it is, man. I guess
they was comparing him, his album to J. Cole album, and they was talking about J. Cole album put Kanye shit up on the table. I'm like, oh, okay,
well,
so.
I got two tracks off of the album and everything that I'm going to play. I got the whole album. I actually had it for like a week now. And, you know, like I say, I'm constantly hitting skip. I played through it, but it's not for everybody. I'm going to just put it like that. It's not for everybody. You got the limits that will follow and listen to this and be like, oh, this is creative and blah, 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 whatever, whatever. It's creative, but like I say, it's not for everybody. You know, I'm an old school boom back kind of guy. You know, a lot of people on that new age stuff. I'm not with that. You know, so I mean, that's just me. It is what it is.
Is it kind of like when Lil Wayne did that album and Lil Wayne was singing on the shit, the whole album?
Yeah,
kind of like
crazy like that. It's off the grid type shit. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna let y'all hear one cut in there, y'all. You know, I'm gonna play this first joint. This is the first track off the album, and it's called On Sight. So while we waiting on, you know, our call to come through, I'm gonna let you hear this first joint, and I'll play the next one a little bit later on. But check this out.
Okay.
Kanye West, On Sight.
couch again, black dick all in your spouse again, and I know she like chocolate man, she got more niggas off than Cochran, huh, on sight, how much do wanna give a fuck, let me show you right now before you give it up, how much do I not give a fuck, let me show you right now before you give it up. Baby girl try and get a nut, and a girl try and give it up. Chop them both down, don't judge them, Joe Brown. One last announcement, no sports ball, let's keep it bouncing. Everybody wanna live at the top of the mountain. Took her to the blue to try to sip the fountain. That's when David Gruffman kicked the air, but I got her back in and put my dick in her mouth. On sight, on sight.
But there's nowhere to go, and there's no way to flow. If I knew what I knew in the past,
I would have been like that on your ass. And I'm zoning, they say I'm possessed. It's an omen, I keep it 300. Like the Romans, 300 bitches. We're the Trojans, baby, we living in the moment. I've been a menace for the longest, but I ain't finished. I'm devoted, and you know it, and you know it. Stop all that coon shit. Life. Early morning cartoon shit.
Life.
This is that goon shit. Fuck up your whole afternoon shit. I'm aware I'm a wolf. Soon as the moon hit, I'm aware I'm a king. Back at the tomb, bitch.
Life.
Back at the room, bitch.
Life.
Stop all that coon shit.
Life.
These niggas ain't doing shit.
Life.
Them niggas ain't doing shit. Come on, homie, what happened? You niggas ain't breathing, you gasping. These niggas ain't ready for action. Ready for action, action. I'm in the morning, and I'm zoning, I think I'm possessed. It's an omen, I keep it 300. Like the Romans, 300 bitches. We're the Trojans, baby, we living in the moment. I've been a menace for the longest, but I ain't finished. I'm devoted. So follow me, yeah, cause this shit about to go. I'm doing 500, I'm out of control. But there's nowhere to go, and there's no way to slow. If I knew what I knew in the past, I would have been blacked out on your ass. God.
Yeah. So,
I mean, that was a little better.
It's different, but like I say, a lot of people ain't going to be able to digest that. You know, it's some more old weird shit he's got on there, but that's what it is. This is Kanye's new album, Yeezus. So, like I say, man, he was on something new with this one. And I say everybody goes through that transition, man. They try to go, and I guess in one way I can't really trip about it because it's different. It goes
right
against what we hear normally on the radio. And you know, I ain't gonna be biased about it, man. It's different. There's nothing that I would listen to on a regular, but it's different. So on creativity and being different, I give him an A plus for that. But you know, for expectations for everybody, for me per se, you know, I'm looking for, like, you know, college dropout and all that shit. You know, I'm looking for that and some, you know, hip. I'm looking for hip hop. That's what I'm looking for. And this is what we got. So like I say, you know, points to him, you know, for being different and doing something different and some, you know, creativity. But at the same time, I guess it just didn't inspire me to like it. So, you know, it is what it is. Like I say, everybody, you know, they talking about it, man. Cats are, like, really straight bashing it. And he's catching controversy, you know, on a few things. So, you know.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see what that does.
Yeah. Ryan Fest Ghost wrote some of the lyrics for him, so, you know, I don't know if you guys know who Ryan Fest, but that's a Chicago artist out here. He tried to run as a politician out here in Chicago. And Ryan Fest, yeah, he wrote a couple of joints for him on there. And, yeah, I mean, you know, he actually wrote Jesus, helped write Jesus Walks with Kanye, so, you know. They doing what they doing, man. I can't trip, man. But it's not something. I just put it like it's not something I would listen to or purchase, you know.
All
right. I'll get it through my normal sources, but I won't purchase.
as you're rubbing your hands together again, as you say that.
Right. You know, I get it through my normal research sources and go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. But, yeah, we got a couple of other joints that we can play tonight. Like I said, I got MC Shan's new, his joint called Big Stars. We'll probably play that after we talk to him. I got a lot of R.A. the Rugged Man. I got new Static Selector. Static Selector's album, man, if y'all didn't get that shit, man, go get that. That album, man. It's called Static Selector Extended Play. Man, this cat for man, he got some production skills. You know, if you into hip hop, East Coast, West Coast, the brother is good, man. You know, he ain't a brother, but he good, you know. So okay. I ain't taking no credit from it, man. Let me give y'all some news for the old school heads, man, while we, you know, talking. My man, Far Side members are suing each other.
Oh.
And if you guys, yeah, it's crazy, ain't it? And if you guys remember, we had the Far Side on, like, last year, a couple of months ago, and, you know, fuck it, I'm going to call it, the jerk face was,
yeah.
I think it was Imani or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Imani Booty Brown. Anyway, I kind of figured this was going to happen, though, because Fat Lip and Trey have been, you know, touring with the name Far Side.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
as of 1997, there was an agreement that Imani and Booty Brown controlled the name and likeness of Far Side. They own the rights to the name. And I guess Fat Lip and Trey, you know, was like, fuck that. We doing what we want to do. And they have been touring because I went to one of the shows and kicked it with them, man. And, yeah, they have been touring, man. It's kind of sad, man, because that was a really, really good group, you know, in the 90s, early 90s. And it's terrible, man, when groups, you know, have that inner turmoil or identity crisis or ego crisis and stuff because they broke up on really silly, you know, on a bad situation, man, you know. It's always over money or somebody getting a little bit more notoriety than the other. But even still, man, that was a damn good group, and they broke up over bullshit. And instead of them just letting bygones be, because it's hard now, man, you know, instead of them letting bygones be bygones and just, you know, going out there and getting that money, you know, they're out here, you know, scrambling and fighting with each other, man. Throw that shit, you know, like Naughty by Nature did with Vinny. I don't know if you guys caught. Did we talk about that the last show? I don't remember. But, you know, Tretch and Vinny and Naughty by Nature got beef over some bullshit. You know?
Damn, they were gone, too.
Yeah, they were on. And, you know, it was, you know, I don't understand why niggas take shit to Twitter all the time. Stop posting your personal shit on Twitter, your beef and shit. You know, if you really ain't beefing and y'all really ain't got an issue with each other, man, you know, don't post that shit on Twitter because you look really bitch made when you do that. Y'all grown ass men, y'all in y'all 40s and y'all posting shit on Twitter, you know, dissing each other. I think, matter of fact, yeah, we did talk about that the last show and I had the diss. Where Tretch was dissing Vinny, man. I'm just like, I've been together 15 years, man, you know, bullshit thick and thin, and then, you know, something comes up where y'all, you know, beefing. You know, one thing I can say, they still kept the tour going, you know, when that happened. They probably wasn't on speaking terms, but they still kept the tour going. Now, it's probably over, but that might be the last time you see Naughty by Nature together as a whole, you know. But, yeah, you know, Far Side members are beefing, man. And they could make so much money together if they would just stop with the bullshit, man, and just go out there and make that money, man. Y'all got fans out here that are thirsty for that shit. Same thing with Tribe, man. You know, the inner beef between them, man, it's not even so much beef, man. It's just mostly record label shit. But at the same time, man, you know, you got fans out here that want to hear y'all, man. Y'all could go out there and continue, finish out your contract, throw a couple of albums out, man, and then go to another label, man. You know, it ain't like ain't nobody going to pick y'all up, man. Go to another label and make that money,
them
man.
Damn,
you know?
Them damn regulars be perpetuating that drama, though. I think they like that. And they be like, ooh.
Well, yeah. You know, what messed them up is they still signed under contract through Jive MCA Records, man, and they still owe them some records and shit, which technically they could sue them, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, man, you know, Pac, man, was he? A lot of people don't know when Pac was alive, man, shit, he was trying to hurry up and get out of Suge shit, man. That's why there were so many albums that he could throw out. He was trying to get the fuck up out of there, you know.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was all good, you know, as far as we knew that they was cool, but at the same time, shit, Pac could have went to any damn label after, you know, Death Row, you know. He rolled for Death Row, but shit, you know, he had to pay that guap back to Suge for getting him, you know, bailing him out of jail. Pac had time on him before he was killed, man, you know. he was still fighting that shit in court, and he still had time he may have had to serve. You know, Suge bailed him out. You know, but, you know, they was trying to get out them labels, man, and same thing with Tribe, man, trying to get them labels. You know, Kef had this beef, man, and it's always about money or ego. And then y'all separate, y'all go out on your own. Sometimes it work out, sometimes it don't. But, you know, you can go out there and get that. That's why I can say, honestly say about old school hip-hop artists and stuff like that, they can at least, when you young cats be over there talking that irrelevant shit and relevant shit, let me tell you something. The cats that I grew up listening to is still going to be out there touring. And I'm a witness to this, man. I done seen Jazzo. I done seen Tribe. I done seen Farside. I've seen MC8. I've seen Rod Digger. You know, these cats can still go out and draw a crowd. It might not be our color that's going, but they can still make that guap. Lil Wayne and all these other little cats, man, they microwave cats, man. You know, once the heat, 6 months later, once the heat gets off of you and people ain't checking for you, you know, they on to the next, you know. So it's like, man, you know, y'all talk about relevancy, man, and you know, I want to see what some of these cats that you guys like are going to be doing 10 years from now when I'm 50. You know, I don't expect to be at the club and shit bouncing to that shit, but, you know, I'll still be able to, you know, I'm a hip-hop guy for life, man. I'll still be able to check these cats out, man. You know, Jay-Z, Pusha got to be pushing 45. And this cat get ready to drop a new album, and he got, you know, I can honestly say on some more materialistic type shit, dude, he got some cash flow, man. He's one of the few MCs that have made it big outside of the music and has been able to invest. All that Illuminati shit y'all talking about, man, you know, he's Illuminati and all that shit. At the end of the day, Jay-Z still nigga. Real talk. They ain't giving him that much power. So,
y'all been talking a lot.
Yeah, you know. Two people in this world.
He got some shit going with Samsung. He's about to put his new album.
How many MCs we know right now? Lil Wayne ain't giving a million free copies of his album out. He can't do that.
Dude is about to
drop a million of his record, this new record that's getting ready to come out. He's about to bust out a million through Samsung. Samsung bought that million. And he's giving it away for free. Ain't nobody else doing it like Jay. Say what you will. You know, Jay done changed a lot too, man. But say what you will about Jay, and dude is doing it. He's one of the few MCs that is doing it. He's like at the top of the, at the top. I ain't saying lyrically, but financially and investment-wise, career, business-minded, he's at the top.
He's doing. He's supposed to.
Yeah, he's at
big,
the top.
Big,
you know?
Doing it big.
Now, I don't want to be around when him and Beyonce get divorced and everything, because I would love to see.
She's taking half.
Off the top. And he got a shorty by, and they supposed to be working on another one, allegedly.
She getting her top off the top.
For real. So, but yeah, I'm going to go in through here with some more music. We're going to talk about some more stuff, man. I wanted to get that Farside shit in. That breaks my heart, man. That's some sad shit, man. Y'all need to be putting some money out, you know, doing some tours, put that shit up under y'all, man. All of y'all could use the cash, man. I know I would go to the show. You ain't even got to play none of your new shit, man. Your old catalog itself, and, you know, speaks for itself. But it is what it is. Anyway, I'm going to hit y'all with this one of these joints off of Static Selector, man. This is hip-hop. So if you're looking for some bling-bling Kanye shit, it ain't happening. This is hip-hop. I'm going to hit y'all with this shit. I'm going to hit y'all with this, and I'm going to hit y'all with this R.A. the Rugged Man. This dude, man, we'll talk about it when we get back. But yeah, check this out. Bird's Eye View Static Selector, man. Check it out. Black Thought at the end of this went bananas. Black Thought is with the Roots, so check this out.
I want you to tell them.
Static Selector. This man for real. We smoke big blunts, cigars, and such. It's obvious, kids, we regulate up shit moving through brush. The beat is grim, the ambiance plush. The speaker wall bang, the sneaker wall lust. Snitches wish dead, the eagle gon' bust. Catch you in the wrong spot, he does. Static ill, bring the habit, this is magic. Fake niggas flee out, fly out the mouth, I get you gadded. Sports cars, we endorse yards. Everybody four stars, Ray like 40, Jerry Gordy.
Your creature game corny. I eat your dame, hop up on me. Head off the rip, grab the whip, rest maturely. Hang around the vets and the sweats. Since 97, we was Rolex and an extra. Fuck around 100 text, flash, flex, cash, drugs, money, and sex. Dumb checks, smashing.
Watching the game from a bird's eye view. They say it's hard to keep trust, so my third eye grew. Chocolate's open, but not gonna scope it. I was smoking, hoping my best buzz ain't on the end for the tokens. Cause they say it's who you joking with, choking potent with. Tag team is joking tricks, the ones to do some bogus shit. Act cool on the strip, but wanna put two on your hip. Mac and using your whip, booming your hips, screwing your bitch. Froze under my toes. Bitches with my penises, kicking it since the womb. Now you see what the fetus is. And what the fetus is, what well, these niggas feed is shit. Rob a nigga for his number two to put my feet in shit. Flow slippery, rise to the tip of the top. I'ma make hot drops, mistakes, history. Dreams of living civilly in Sicily. Laughing with the fin like
it's the elephant in the room. Created by a collision of the sun and the moon. My sonogram is the image of a gun in the womb that was soon to be doper than Heron in a spoon. I'm astonishing. Honestly, my future looking promising. As my skin tone, out of crystal clean onyxes. Darker thoughts let the beat break like the Amishes. I'm a stroke of genius like Michelin Thomas's. Hip hop and body rocking, doing it, dude. I am the living definition of improving the groove. I use the same tools to shoot that Kubrick used. Take your hero to the river, give him turmeric shoes. Who lose if you really ain't nobody till somebody love you? I say you ain't nobody till they speaking highly of you. And what I'm sure you wouldn't want is any kind of trouble. Unless you got a crash dummy or a body double. You got a couple homies down to catch a homie for you. Well, I'ma fold niggas in the origami for you. The most notorious poet laureate, whole story is glorious, stoic warriors. And I got my eyes wide open on you quasi. Haters still smirking like the gators on the outside. La Costa, y'all tomato head niggas are imposters. Long drawn out process. Triple OG's got a worn out conscience. Reminiscing to when we was all out monsters on Artierly own reign of tyranny. I strike fear in their hearts. Rappers stay clear of me. Black same code for Ayatollah. Range Rover, games over, bell folder. Give niggas that a bowl of virus. Huh? You got me stopped like Molly Cyrus. Nah, I'm on your block with some Molly Pirates.
For real, man, static, man, we're sturdy.
Yeah, y'all know I get it on.
I ain't playing, I'm truly the worst.
I was born about dead.
Big score, all I fuck, can't represent.
Life is a beautiful thing. You just gotta get through it, through it, through it. Yo, yo, it's me. It's me. Nah, legends never die.
Yo, I'm back to dip, diver, warrior, industry fighter, film producer, director, screenwriter, legendary rhymer. Congrats, I bring you a classic for the fans that support it. I give you props if you ain't stole it and you actually bought it. If not, purchase it today and own it. A brand new R-rated Rugged Man album. This is a historical moment. Hip-hop artists with 100% creative freedom. $1 million budgets and corporate endorsements. We don't need them. Anyone dissing, go listen to them industry puppet musicians. This for hip-hop heads. Everyone else, fuck your opinion. This ain't generic pop novelty rap, I'm reigning supreme. You're about to hear a level of skill you won't hear in the mainstream. This is writing rhymes and notebooks, it's venomous bars, boom bap beats, murderous scratching, beatboxing and dope hooks. Analog 2-inch real boom boxes and tape recorders. This ain't trippy emo hipster rapping, a girly acting skateboarder. This ain't about Hollywood fame and chart positions. It's about credibility of being one of the great technicians. No internet nerds, trend following critics or dick lickers. No fake image or gimmicks, just vivid pictures and lyrics. I'm not the most known, but commercial rappers can't compete. I make records for the shepherds and not for the sheep. Not impressed, you'll be impressed soon. Let's get it started like Who Herc did in that Sedgwick Avenue rec room.
Damn. Now that's the shit I like. Fuck what y'all talk about. That's what I like. You know? But that ain't for everybody. You know, that was R-rated Rugged Man, Still Digging with Buck. And Bird's Eye View, Static Selector, man, featuring Raekwon, Joey Badass, and Black Thought, man. Joey Badass, man, be watching for him, man. If he get produced by Primo from Gangsta, man, Him and Static Selector. That's gonna be some good ass shit. I know y'all like, who the hell is he talking about? Because we've never heard of these guys. That's because y'all niggas ain't hip hop. That's why. If you don't know who opened the doors for all these crumb ass niggas that y'all got up here now, then you know, the torch was passed. You know, but then, shit, y'all ain't holding it right, man. Get hold that shit better. But yeah, that was my shit right there, man. That bird's eye view. When I heard that, man, a month ago, I was like, this shit is dope. I mean, the sample, I'm sure whatever sample he used, he sped up. I don't know who the fuck it was, man, but I'm sure the sample clearance rights alone probably cost him a little grip, man, because they coming for their money for them samples. But that was a dope ass sample, and that joint what R.A. did, man. See, I'm a fickle guy. I like grimy shit. I like really cool ass samples, man. You know, they ain't got to be the whole thing. I like some trap music. I ain't gonna front, but for me, it's all about the lyrics, man. You know, it don't take much for a cat to sit up there A B C, and then comes D. My name Joey, Lil Joey. Don't fuck with me. You know, some stupid ass shit like that. That don't take much, man. You know, I mean, yeah, it's for the club. It gets the ladies out there on the floor or whatever. I pay good money for that. But other than that, it you know, it's not anything I can sit and listen to all day. And then that might go for the young kids, man. But I wouldn't even be so fucking biased about rap music right now if it was just balanced, if it was evened off. If they played that and played this and just blended them in together, then I wouldn't be so mad, you know. But call me what you will. I'm a hater, but I'm a hater. I got a good ear for shit. You know, I listen to rock. I listen to the country a little bit. Taylor Swift, that's my girl. I got an ear, exactly, you know, but I'm not. Yeah, I'm not tunnel visioned. You know, I'm tunnel visioned a little bit when it comes to hip hop, but you know, sometimes you got to open up your avenues and creativity in the music is gone, man. We don't have. Remember when Rhythm Nation came out? We telling our age, so y'all who don't know what Rhythm Nation is, that's Janet Jackson. And when the Jacksons won, look, right, when all them came out, man, it was like when a Michael Jackson album came out, motherfucker, you knew. They was on the TV with that shit. MTV was like, hey, new Michael Jackson, Dangerous. You know, the videos. When last time you ever, have you watched videos in a long, when last time you watched a video? Nobody even really watched a video anymore. Yeah, but when that came out, you know, you go to MTV and you look at the video and everything like that. It was an epic event, man. People knew what was going on. You know what I'm saying? They were advertising shit. You go outside, like out here in Chicago, we had street teams. I don't even know if it's street teams anymore. But they would go out and canvass the whole fucking neighborhood. You see Michael Jackson posters and Janet Jackson posters and shit every goddamn way. They had that shit on the library and they ain't supposed to have it up there. And you would know. Now it's pretty much word of mouth. You know, World Star or a bunch of bullshitty ass ways you find out. You know, yeah, this motherfucking Lil Wayne. Yeah. I mean, I got my new album out. Just do it. You know, some shit like that. And that's how you get. You know, I hate on Lil Wayne, man, because he's a fucking idiot, man. I'm sorry if y'all like him, but he's an idiot, you know. I'm just going to put it out like that. He's an idiot. I want to talk about another idiot, too, while I got y'all attention, yeah. Since we talk about idiots. Okay. I want to talk about my man, Chief Keef. Okay, for those who don't know, Chief Keef is MC, or a rapper. I ain't going to call him an MC. He's a rapper out here in Illinois. The kid is 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
17. So he's young. You can't tell him nothing. You know, that's what most kids, man. Dude, you got a career. You got put on. I'm not expecting you to be Will Smith, squeaky clean. I'm not expecting... You know, because I'm not squeaky clean. You know, when I was his age, I was out doing bad shit, fucking and all that stuff and messing up. And,
The normal.
Yeah, the normal, you know. But this cat, man, dude, you got a career, man. You have the potential to make yourself a little bit of money and live sort of comfortably. I'm not going to say, you know, you're going to be mega millions rich, but you have the potential to sit and live comfortably considering where you come from. You like from Southside, Inglewood, nigga, and you have the potential to sit back and be comfortable, but you so busy trying to keep it real, and believe it or not, keeping it real eventually does go wrong. And this cat, man, okay, check this out. He went to court a couple of days ago. He went to court for some previous bullshit that he did. He got hit with $530 fine, 60 hours of community service, and 18 months of probation,
damn.
Right? Yeah, they hit. On top of that, he just got out for like, I think he did like 90 days in juvie or whatever, from which, you know, he was crying about that shit, literally. And when I say crying, he was literally crying because he had to go. Dude, how you gangster and thug, man, and you crying, you know?
I want my mama.
Right, you know what I'm saying, on some stuff like that, man, and my man is so, and then at that he got served with a paternity suit, 17 years old, paternity suit.
What?
By, yeah, he got a paternity suit with a eighth grader, she's not in eighth grade now, but he probably got it when they were young and everything, but anyway, they served him with a paternity suit, and you know, he's there. Hold on one second. Let me see who this is calling. Hold on. We got somebody calling. I'm sorry, people. I'm wearing too many hats. Najee at Radio,
yeah,
who's speaking? Najee at Radio, who's speaking? Say something. You shot.
They don't want
is that what you're telling me? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to put them back on hold.
Okay.
Now, your girl number, her last four digits is 1647, right? That's her?
I think it's 34.
Okay, let me get this one. Najee at Radio, who's speaking?
Yo.
You're Shan.
Who we looking for?
Yeah, yo, it's Shan. I forgot I fell asleep in my truck on the ride home.
Oh, it be like that sometimes, man. It's like that, you know? You got to get
look,
some
I was knocked
in,
out. I've been in the club since 12 o'clock this afternoon. So I've been drunk all day, and I was driving home. My wife said I just fell asleep, man. Right after I got the text message from D. Slay, too, looking at it like, yeah, I got a call in 10 minutes. Let me just close my eyes for 2 minutes.
And that was that.
10 minutes went to an hour, man. You was out cold, man.
I was knocked out. Then I just sat down in the house. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. I ain't mean to, and if I'm too late or whatever, if you want to do it again another time.
No, be good, man. I was actually, you know, on my soapbox, man, talking about my man Chief Keef out here in Chicago. Anyway, let me finish the story real quick. So anyway, the cat, he went to court, I think Monday or Tuesday anyway, and as soon as his ass walked out, they took his ass away again. They got away from the courthouse, they're driving down, and Skokie police booked his ass for trespassing.
Skokie.
He got a trespassing charge,
wow.
Yeah. So they put him in a holding cell, and I don't know if he's still there or not, but anyway, dude has a career, man. You know, guys like my man Shan opened the door for these cats to get up in here and fuck up like this. And I'm like, dude, man, you 16, 17 years old, man. Somebody need to take him under their wing quick and try to, you know, teach this kid, man, because like I said, he does have the potential to live sort of comfortable, but he's fucking up. You know, you keeping it real does go wrong. I'm trying to tell you. Keeping it real does go wrong.
He ain't going to be able to leave the state because he's going to be on so much parole. That's going to stop his money right there.
Right.
Yeah, you can't tour. You can't tour. You know, I was having a conversation earlier, Sham, and I was trying to tell these cats out here, man, you know, when they talk, you know, these new kids learned this new word, man. To them, it's a new word, irrelevant and relevant. And when you talk about relevant, we talk about guys like yourself that are still able to tour, you know, at a graceful age, that are still out here making money. You're still able to drop a track whenever you want to. You know, you can do that. You go out here and tour, and people still know your name. You've been in the game, what, since 88?
I've been there since 86.
See, that's what I'm saying. Here we are, 2013. I still know who you are. There's people out there that still know who you are. Where are some of these new guys that are coming out? Well, you gonna, who going to be able to say that? Who's going to remember them? It's cats that have been out in 2000. I can't even remember. Where's Lil Boosie at? Where all the little people? Where all the, you know,
in jail?
Where everybody at?
Jay Money. First lame last name. Jay Money came out with a nice little splash. I ain't heard nothing from him in a long time.
You know, but these young guys, they like to, you know, throw the term around relevant loosely. And, you know, some of these new guys out here got a lot lifespan of, like, 6 months. So, I mean, here you've been 86. You know, that's over 30 years, dude.
Right.
And, you know, they got the lifespan.
I'll be saying this. They got an expression that they use for people of my age. They call it old heads. And I tell them, I said, that's not a disrespect. That's a term of endearment to me because you still got to make it this far. I hope you do. You know what I'm saying? Those are my parting words for that sentence. I hope you make it.
You know, a lot of cats, man, you know, we was just talking about Jay-Z, man. Say what you will about Jay-Z, but he is one of the cats out here that, I mean, in my opinion, financially and business-minded from the game, he's at the top. I don't know anybody else at his age at the top financially. And I don't mean like materialisticness. I mean like financially said business-wise. He didn't jag all his money off. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Dude, even out the game, you know, he's like, he's got to be like 45, 46, coming out with a new album. He's got, you know, albums, you know, doing theater scores and stuff like that, The Great Gatsby, shit like that. Dude, business-minded wise, he still got money to play with, you know, and do things like that, you know. Other cash, man, you know, that I have seen, especially this new generation with me, ain't got that type of bread, man. You know, say what you will.
The new generation, what they do is they make $100,000 and spend $300,000 a month. You're only bringing in $100,000, but you're spending $300,000 a month. That just don't make no sense. You got a car note and insurance on a Bugatti, and you ain't but 30 years old. Huh? Yeah, right. Let's hope the shelf life of your career lasts another second term so that you can keep that Bugatti and you don't have to feel that feeling of having to downgrade and drive a Chevy or a Ford. Oh, no, don't let that have to happen to you.
Yeah, it's real, man. And now when you were coming through, you know, when you were coming up, man, and you was building your legacy and your legend, man, tell them how it was with to get a record deal back then as opposed to now. A lot of people don't, kids don't be listening. It's easier now because you have YouTube, Facebook. Tell them how it was in 86, man.
You actually had to do the footwork. I mean, all this, instantly I got YouTube and everybody around the world can hear my music as soon as I finish pressing it. We ain't have that. It was none of that. It was actually, you had to go there and pump your tape on these people, send your tape off. Wasn't no go check out my webpage. Go listen to my SoundCloud. Wasn't none of that. If you wanted your record to be heard in South Carolina, Los Angeles, you had to actually ship one there, buy regular slow mail, wait for the person to get it. You know what I'm saying? And as far as all of your music, you had to always listen to an A&R tell you whether this is good, whether that is good. I don't like that. I don't like this. Now you can just put out what the fuck you want. And that's what the problem is. Y'all got nobody fucking governing what the hell y'all are doing. And so you're putting out a lot of bullshit because you just think that's the way.
Yeah. And that, you know, I'm cool with your own create freedom and artistic value, you know. But a lot of the shit these cats putting out ain't artistic, man. You know, I'll take a bad track, but if your lyrics are on point, I'll give you a pass, you know. If it's trap music, if your lyrics are on point and I'm talking punchlines, just really on point type shit, not no old ABC 123 type shit. I mean really lyrically on point, you know.
I love the young cats and all of that stuff, but you was just talking about one of the persons that I'm like, yo, how you got 8 records that sound the same? I hate being sober. All that sound the same from one record to the next. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't call him a creative artist. I call him a redundant little dude that, you know what I'm saying, just got a little shot. And people are so stupid that they just keep on eating this up. It's like every year y'all buy the same fucking Jordans. Jordan is laughing at you motherfuckers like crazy every day when he go to the bank. He sell you niggas the same Jordans every fucking year. Just change the name on it. Jordan 3, Jordan 4.
Yeah.
Same Jordans that it was. So you know what I'm saying?
I'm
this is the generation that we dealing with right here. Dumbasses.
Yeah. So, man, what's going on with you now, man? I heard the new track. I was listening to it earlier today, man. What's going on with you, man? Are we going to get a Juice Cube Crew reunion album, man, a tour or something?
Oh, we need to get a Juice Cube tour happening. We've been working on the Juice Cube tour. You know, I don't know about no album because everybody's schedules is all crazy, even though it's possible to make that over the Internet, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, anything is possible. As far as I'm concerned, I'm working with a couple of artists. I got an artist called Rum Chowder. Who else I got? I got the Stoneless Club. I got Allure. I work with the old group Allure. They old school like me. They signed on the label. My man, Legendary Shaquille. You know, Bridgeworks Recorders. We doing our thing on the low bubble. But that's what it is. I got that new joint out called Everybody Wanna Be a Big Star. Y'all can check me out on Twitter at MC_Shan, since that's the new route of business nowadays. I do have a Twitter, and yes, I'm on there.
That's what's up, man. That's the new thing, man. That's what you got to do. You got to hit that Twitter and Facebook. But yeah, we got the MC Shan Big Star. Let me play it real quick. Let people get a feel for what you're doing. We're going to put you on
straight
hold.
Straight old school. Straight lyrics, straight number music and lyrics on this thing. Just the way Mother Nature intended it, raw.
That's what's up. Well, we're going to hit y'all with this and let y'all hear this real quick, and then we're going to come back. And if you want to talk to Shan, 718-766-4553, Big Stars.
Everybody wanna be a big star, drive a big car, nigga, step, best be up the bar, motherfuckers, bring the ruckus.
right there, Sam. Who did the production, man?
One of my partners out of Queensbridge, Ali DQB, he did the production.
That shit was nice, man. That was straight up nice, dude. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm still just spitting lyrics, you know what I'm saying? Sometime I'll tell a little story or something like that. But if I got to tell a gun story or some kind of street hood story, I'm going to tell that shit in the third person, and then I'm not going to glorify it. I'm going to always motherfucking make sure it has a fucked up ending. So it's something you kids don't want to try at home and shit.
Yeah, fucked up ending.
Right.
Man. So, I mean, yeah, when is the full length coming out, man? What's up with that? When can we expect to see that?
That's going to be out next month, for sure. See, but since this is the age of video and got to see it and look at it now and want to look and touch shit, well, I'm going to put out a couple of more videos first before, you know what I'm saying? Because since it's such a been a long time since I've been doing anything, I'm going to have to create a buzz and then keep that buzz and then do what I have to do, because I don't want the buzz to just be a little and then I drop and it just sporadically get picked up here and there. I want to have enough videos out for those that remember me to be like, oh, I remember this old ass motherfucker. I ain't been around when Jesus had fucking dirt sandals on and shit, you know, but a nigga still got some shit with him. All right, so we're going to give him a shot. You know, that's all I'm doing right now. And it's a good thing that this new wave of doing business in the music business, this thing called the internet, is around, because it's enabling me to do what I want to do if I ain't got to ask nobody. I don't have to ask, can I need your help, can I get a budget, can I do this? I don't have to ask anything. I just do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way the world
is. Because not only, not saying that I'm the greatest talent in America, but it has been proven that I do have a little bit of talent. You know what I'm saying? It lets people that do have a little bit of talent put their shit on the internet and do what they do. But it also lets those motherfuckers that think that they are the greatest shit since sliced bread to put their bullshit up, and it just clogs the fucking internet. We should get a fucking denial of service on all niggas who got bullshit fucking songs on the internet. Denial of service. Denial of service. DOS. DOS.
Yeah. That's putting out a lot of hot garbage. You know. Speaking of hot garbage, what do you think of the new Kanye West album? Have you heard it yet?
I haven't heard it. Since the first album of Kanye West, I really don't fuck with Kanye like that. He come with every album, he got something that I listen to. But the way he been going left with his fucking character, I really don't fuck with fucking crazy motherfuckers like that, because you just think you fucking got some money and you think you shit like that. Fuck Kim K, and you think you just could call yourself Jesus, motherfucker. Who the fuck? Are you splitting any motherfucker? What water you walked across, nigga? You know what I'm saying? You got a fucking nerve. I don't give a fuck if you put a Y on the front of your shit. Nigga, you still fucking sacrificial to Jesus Christ. So who the fuck you think you are comparing yourself to him, Mr. Yeezy? Fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah.
I'm tired of just thinking they could do shit, and you know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody going to say nothing about it, like wearing all these faggy-ass clothes and faggy-ass fucking styles they got. Fucking tight ass pants shopping in the motherfucking girl section of the department store, you little faggy homo niggas. Yes, I said it. And look, I just gotta say it like this. If the fucking shoe fit, dance in the motherfucker. Ain't no shame in the game. Be who the fuck you are. Don't be ashamed. If it's something that you gotta be ashamed of, that should tell you that's something you shouldn't be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, people don't out and openly fucking go outside and snort cocaine because they know it's wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you feel some kind of way, if somebody calls you a fag or something, you think that you're doing something wrong, then you shouldn't be doing it. That's all I'm saying. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
right.
You and Lord Jamar got the same opinion. For real. Oh,
it is,
man.
It is what it is.
So,
he said, basically, fit dance in that motherfucker, though.
Yeah, well, he wearing that glass slipper, so I ain't even tripping, man. I mean, I'm from Chicago, man. A lot of shit Yeezy doing, man, right now, he wouldn't be doing if his mama was alive, you know. That's just real. You know, if his mama would rest in peace, if his moms were still here, a lot of shit he doing, he wouldn't be doing. And that's just my general opinion.
Money changes motherfuckers, man.
Yeah.
Money don't change, people change. Your fucking pocketbook gets bigger. And I want to transcend of Kanye. All right, he comes from Chicago. He probably from the hood. I know he ain't from no rich or affluent white neighborhood. If you go look on the internet of his recent fucking ventures, he's the only nigga in a sea full of white folks.
Yeah.
Not saying that there's nothing wrong with, I'm not being racist, white folks, I got white friends, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that you done chose a motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? You done crossed the little border there, you know what I'm saying? You want to fuck with the white folks, you want to rub elbows with them. I can understand they're getting you money, get your money. I hear you, do your thing. But don't try and come back across the border when it's time for you to fucking them float or sink, motherfucker. No, you was over there with them niggas, stay the fuck over there with them with your fucking fruity-ass motherfucking colors on your fucking shoes and all that tight pants, wearing skirts on stage. Fuck you, Yeezy. Sorry I'm saying this in your town, but you stay the fuck over there with them fucking white folks, okay? Ain't got nothing to do with your money. Ain't got nothing to do with me hating on you. None of that bullshit. I'm just saying. This is my opinion, and I'm expressing it. Just like a fucking another OJ, fucking couple of years, he gonna fucking kill Kim Kardashian and go on a fucking 3-mile-an-hour car chase. Reenactment of motherfucking OJ Simpson.
3-mile-an-hour.
Oh, shit. We got sad things. Sad going off, man.
I'm not going off. This is how I do every day. I'm just a very opinionated person. And I'm not going to, if his life wasn't out there for us to see and to comment on, then it would be a different story. But homie, your life is out here for all of us to see. Now, if you didn't want it to be that way, then you wouldn't have picked the career that you chose. Because this, I'm going to talk about your shit, nigga. Yeah. Your shit is bullshit. You got that bullshit on your album cover. I'm going to talk about it. What the fuck did you say? That's my opinion. You know what I mean?
You a title, brother.
Love your fucking lyrics. He's a lyrical-ass motherfucker. I ain't going to front on that. But, I mean, your motherfucking brain has snapped, my nigga. Fucking Wiz Khalifa, that nigga brain. His fucking brain has snapped. He need to stop smoking so much of that good shit. Because now he's a Hollywood motherfucker. And I like Wiz Khalifa when he first came out. He had a bunch of, you know how he had that shit. But now it's like you're trying to go commercially Hollywood, motherfucker. Come on, nigga, stop playing. Nigga, forget where they come from. Sorry.
That seems to be the thing right there. They do forget where they come from, man. You get that little
money.
All right,
I got
to
ask you a question. Is Kanye got that much motherfucking G status that nigga could still go in the hood up there?
No. Not by itself, anyway. Not by itself, anyway.
That's what I'm saying. This is the type of shit that I'm talking about. I could still go to my hood by my motherfucking self. Out of all the money I had when I was richer than a motherfucker, now that I'm living like a regular motherfucker again, you know what I'm saying? Out of all ups and downs, regardless of the fact, I could always go to my hood. That'll show you about a motherfucker's character. When a nigga can't go back to their motherfucking hood, that'll show you where the fuck that nigga's head is at. Because if a nigga, you can't go back to your fucking hood just to even drive through and throw the little children candy and money for their mamas, for real, how the fuck that, where they do that at?
Wow. Yeah, but you got a point, though, man. I can't argue with you on that one. You got a point, you know. It is what it is, man. It is what it is. So,
niggas change.
Where can we find MC Shan at? I know you got the Twitter page. Is there another website we can find you at, man, keep up with you and stuff?
Oh, that's it. That's my Twitter page. It's like the gateway to Shan's life. That and my Facebook. You know what I'm saying? That's like Facebook is very slow. I find that doing business and doing things that I want people to see right now, I more prefer to use Twitter because it's more now. People who I see on my screen. Out there now.
Yeah.
I ain't got to wait and then somebody post and they knock my post down 30. And you get on your page and don't even see it because my shit's so low down the totem pole.
Right.
Yeah. But that's what's up, man. We're going to keep looking out for you. I got your math, man, because I kind of want to talk to you. It was a partner of mine out there in Chicago, man. He does bookings out here. And I told him you were going to be on the show. And he was real interested in, booking you out there at this one spot called The Shrine, man. So he was real interested in that.
You know what to do. Hook it up. I'm there.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to keep your contact number that you got here, man. I'm going to hit you up probably in a couple of days once I talk to him. And we can go from there, man. So, but we appreciate you for coming, man. We're going to let you take your, go back to sleep and get your rest, man. And we appreciate you calling in, man. You are more than welcome to come to the show. I know it took a long time to get you on here, man. But it's good to have a true legend.
It would have been sooner, but I fell asleep.
I was dead to the world.
I tell you, I promise you, I was dead to the fucking world. I'm like, oh shit, I have something to do. After my foggy senses started clearing, I'm like, oh shit. All right, but thank y'all for having me on. Like I said, MC_Shan. Big shout to all the listeners. Big shout to y'all for having me on the D Show. All right, I guess I'm gonna leave y'all with that one. Peace out, everybody. You gonna be a big star.
That's what's up. Be easy, man.
All right, you too, Chief.
Take care.
That was my man, MC Shan, legendary Juice Crew legend in the building. My man came in here and tore it down, man. He gave us a little, you know, a little view on what's going on in his life and what's going on with the industry on his side. He's got some music coming out, man. That's what's up, man. I love when we have a diesel show like that. My man came in here. He gave a very outspoken opinion of Kanye. And, that's what's up, man. We do this all the time every Wednesday. Well, we try to do it all the time when I ain't bullshit. I ain't got shit to do. We try to. Look, we go, but Red Child, like I say, man, me and D talked about it. The days when I'm here, Red Child's going to be running the switchboard, and she's going to be talking to y'all, and she might have a guest or two with her, you know, to help hold her down when I'm well down, you know. Like I say, man, I got a comic book store, RC2 Comics. If you guys look for it, Google it, RC2 Comics, Google that. Still got the Nod Your Head site going on, and you can look for that on Facebook as well. Man, we got an hour left in the show. I got a lot of music that I uploaded last night. So, Red, if you want to take a bathroom break and, you know, do what you do, I'm going to play a bunch of songs for the next 50 minutes. You know, we're going to pop in and out. But, check us out, Nod Your Head Wednesdays, and then, you know, we'll talk a little gossip shit, and then we'll go back from there. But I'm going to hit y'all with this J Electronica. When this fucker coming out with his album, we'll never know.
The real shit. Okay, you finna hit it for the real. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because he's playing. All right. So here we go. J Electronica.
He's playing. All right.
Here we go. J Elect.
We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He has allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land.
My bags, headed for Greyhound. It was a Monday. Time to start my mission. I felt that burning feeling in my soul. I had to listen. I had this reoccurring dream from the stage in the suit with a fade. I had set the game ablaze and they threw me a parade. I stacked a little change and took my family out the cave. But I was trapped in the maze like a lab rat. And at the bottom of the barrel where they keep the crabs at. No Geico, no Aflac, nothing to fall back on. But the streets where niggas cussed out the police and so they crack on. Better known as back home, where they treat the Arabs and the Spanish and the blacks wrong. There he go with that song. You may be tired, but I spit what I'm inspired from the Lord of the worlds. Cause the devil is a liar.
Play, I've seen the lightning play.
bottle Jack Daniels, a baby grand piano, lighting a Hopkins, smoking cigs, strumming on the banjo. The son of man's a son of a gun with hella ammo. Sheriff shooting Bob Marley, John J. Rambo. Six sextillion, 19 million. The Holy Pyramid say we all are lost children. Voodoo for the pilgrims who bring weapons and conceal them. They silence you with force and then indoctrinate your children. Yo, Gabba Gabba, Ahmadina Jabba, blow up your apartment if you don't observe the Sabbath. I look the devil in his eye and say abracadabra, then drown him in the mighty light his brain couldn't fathom. Scrapping every day, just like Fight Club, a thriller and a smooth criminal like Mike was.
Mic I touch, mad tragedy. This nigga style is so fly, Osama looking to recruit. See the target, better shoot, who's the brute? Futuristic thugs like Rocket Robin Hood, die from vapors from a rhyme lightsaber. I'm the Darth Vader, invader, greater than Will and Jada, played a traitor. Made blood come out the sir when Vega, never paid a name maker, cause I'm famous from the quote. Professor from the school of hard knocks, so take notes on how to roast. And boast to make the most coast to coast, take the dose. Bringing in closer to the Holy Ghost. Cause battling this is like a record deal, suicide. Ain't nobody trying to sign the fucking runner up, nigga. Smart enough, nigga, no time to play, okay? So take your baby kids and jet that away. This ain't daycare, it's stealing away the night. Leaving rappers tossing and turning from how I rock the mic. And I look just how your girl like, what? A masterpiece, ask the gal them about the cardinal recipe. A dash of good look, a pinch of street smart. A handful of niggas that's ready to spit darts. Two shakes of arrogance and one drop of love. The only reason why y'all don't send you to see the man above. I'm your favorite rapper, dope to the bone lyricist. Flavor like an Oreo, double stuff, soft to the core. Pick a rapper in the record store, and I'm guaranteed to give the fans a thousand times more. Would Hugh Hefty be the best if he never got laid? Would Murder Mace be saved if he never got paid? Would real niggas go platinum if we all got played? A thousand times a week, would we still rep the streets? Would you sell out your brethren to make a $1 million? Is it true it's only me that really doesn't give a what? Cardinal, what? Flavor like Stone Cold, stealing children out of destiny, leaving their bed cold. I'm an internet virus, nigga think of me every time you download. I corrupt your CV like that, that, that. And you don't stop, stop. Cardinal representing from the T dot, dot. Like yeah. That, y'all, y'all, you don't stop. Cardinal gonna kill it till the beat.
Bam, bam, back again, me. You ain't seen me for a minute, but I've been here. Money getting longer like my skin here. I sport the latest style of swimwear. I wish I would've known that life would be this way.
then again, if I knew, would I do it the same? Beamer, Isla, but it's blue in the rain. Got my man a match of six, and now we two in the same. Sony, right, right, right. Everybody eating, man. For me first, I'm a hunter and I'm selfish. Dunkle, Tim Duncan, 360 on your bitch's face. Jumping around with the Maryland tags. Don't make me go inside the scrabbling bag. Then put my spoon inside the pudding in the ramekin. Leave you in past tense. All my bitches got accents to big fat asses in the black vest. Don't even call cause I'm in Rome. Cause all my fucking people locked up that should have been home.
I open up my mind and I open up my chakras, perceiving in the light as I focus through my optics. Dirt eye watching, stay open when I'm sleeping. Less sleep, more work, but I always stay dreaming. Life stay steaming like I'm drifting. Stay scheming, niggas wanna slaughter my existence. But I stay shifting in different realities. And ask for higher God, change your scanner when balancing me. Like, let me know, let me know, let me know what it is. Let me tell them what's wrong with the kids. Like the pro at recruit, wait, Joey Bad Who? Or the Joey that blue, like Indigo Hue? He's an Indigo too. Set to lead the generation. Consciousness awareness and world domination. Face it, the government's been out to replace them, but every route's been mistaken.
Every time she sees me, I end up getting told back.
What?
All she want me to do is blaze it crazy. The only one complaint is that she made me too lazy. Sugar mommy laced me with the butter navy avy. Just her way to make up for the headaches that she gave me. It's all gravy when I'm done getting my Mac on. Allie is always there to help me get back on.
Did you hear?
metal face dude.
He's on his way to work with the disruptor.
Hey, I call that a very successful mission.
Great. Then you buy the lunch.
I'll show the world, and more particularly those dim-witted, no-talent studio execs, that I'm the greatest sound man of all time, and I'm starting right now.
Blue Stamp Official. Keep it counting. Yeah, 8 here to shut them down. Ghetto be the pronoun. Love it cause it's underground. Just like the shot lights. Tell me how you seen the hoes with the pretty face. Abs extreme. Dreams of fucking a celebrity chick. Stuck up in the ass, but them love hood digs. Yeah, you know the motto. Hennessy bottle in the lap right next to the strap. The homies follow, follow. Ghetto, yeah, so infamous. Screaming innocence. Where the evidence? Yeah, fight for the union mean I represent. Shady promoters, niggas want everything. Long as the beat keep banging, niggas come. The hoes singing every word, feel good, ha. That's what a motherfucker bring. It's stamped official, so let the shit ring. Shit ring. Get yours, niggas, I get mine, and everything is fine. Give it the Blue Stamp. Get yours, niggas, I get mine. We all push the line and give it the Blue Stamp. Get yours, niggas, I get mine. We run from one time and give it the Blue Stamp. Niggas, cheer, rep your cam. Bitches, cheer, rep your cam. You a customer, so the product ride. So every fucking thing gon' be so tight, alright? So the illegal, the business vary. Fight for the neighborhood, I'm a missionary. Wake up everybody, we back in the place. Some real niggas and bitches invade your space. Give a fuck where you're from, homes, throw up your fingers. A new ghetto tone for your cellular ringers. Trying to bring back the sound that you're missing bad. Get rid of these phony motherfucking tricks and fads. Ain't got your medicine.
Yes.
By my mom, niggas all in. All
fuck
in.
With me. With me.
Some niggas' loyalty is only skin deep. We straight from the street, so that talk you don't speak. Don't speak. I say your name so weak. It's time seeing every day. I rap it in my sleep. Come on, get yours, niggas. I get mine, and everything is fine. Give it the Blue Stamp. Get yours, niggas. I get mine. We all push the line. Give it the Blue Stamp. Get yours, niggas. I get mine, and run from one time. So I give it the Blue Stamp. Niggas, rep your cap. Bitches, rep your cap. Niggas from the hub, so it's guaranteed west. It's where a nigga headed, so the brain don't rest. It's no competition, the amateur don't impress. It's money over hoes, you trick your dough less. Gangsta, gangsta, heard all about. The wanted niggas back in town, running a mile. Tryna smoke a couple palm trees, niggas banging Impala music, you know them OGs. Compton, niggas where your dues paid. Sliding in my rag house shoes, sipping Kool-Aid. Who you wanna fade? Compton original. Fuck it, this the West, nigga. Any individual. Bump a couple times, now send the residuals. Want the real West Coast, nigga? Here it goes. Nigga, make it sound so clear. The drive-by music so good in your head. Come on, get yours, niggas. I get mine. Everything is fine. Give it the Blue Stamp. Get yours, niggas, I get mine. We all push the line. So give it the Blue Stamp. Get yours, niggas, I get mine. We run from one time. So I give it the Blue Stamp. Niggas, rep your cash. Bitches, and that's official. Blue Stamp in the building.
We all push the line.
Give it the Blue Stamp.
Frank Sinatra on the beat.
Get yours, niggas, I get mine. We all push the line. I give it the Blue Stamp. Blue Stamp.
Blue Stamp.
Yeah, my man MCA, new cracky, something he released back out in 2000, well, I guess he did release it this year, but it was a little EP he put out, Blue Stamp, MCA. Then we had my man MF Doom, also known as one half of the members of KMD, Genie in a Bottle. And then we had The Spark off of the Static Selecta album with Action Bronson. Oh, man, who else did I play? I got too much stuff. Jay Elect earlier, Jazz Mataz, that was a tribute to Guru, man. Rest in peace, Guru. Cardinal Official with that chemotherapy. Man, that's a slept on cat, man. If you've never heard anything about Cardinal Official, I just introduced you to him, man. That he's out of Canada, man. Canada does produce some pretty good MCs, man, when you hear about them, man. But, yeah, that was pretty good right there, man. I got some more later on for y'all tonight. We got, like, 33 minutes in the show. So we're going to keep it moving. Man, did everything come out all right, Fred? You went up in there and you dropped some friends off at the pool? Or what?
Yeah, I dropped them all off. They chilling now. So I'm good. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so, yeah, we had my man MC Shan over here, man. My man went, he spoke some truth, man. You know, he went in on Kanye. My man, I think Shan was drinking a little bit too, man. Did he sound a little salty to you too or nah?
He just sounded very straightforward.
Okay.
I had to say that.
You said, yo, okay.
With snapping.
I know he was tired. I know that. But you know how it go. Man, I'm sitting over here looking at something on TMZ. And, okay, I'm gonna let you formulate a thought about this. Paris Jackson, okay. Mind you, allegedly last week sometime she tried to kill herself. But anyway, she had a creepy story about one of her former nannies and Michael Jackson in bed together. She's saying that a nanny snuck into Michael Jackson's bed and whatever happened, allegedly. Anyway, she said under oath during the deposition taken for the wrongful death suit against AEG, Paris explained to attorneys that Michael warned his children about Grace, telling them she was sneaky, she was an honest person, and she lied a lot. She said she don't know specifically what she lied about, but then seemed to suddenly remember one freaky detail about the nanny sneaking into Michael Jackson's bed while they were staying at a hotel. So, basically, they're saying that, you know, she's saying that the nanny, you know, didn't look
at
it on Michael. Yeah, you know. That whole family, man, it's sad, man. You know, the stuff that's going on. You know, Janet, she ain't got to never work again in life. She, you know, she got married to some cat out in Dubois, you know, some billionaire out there. So she going to do what it do. It's a big-ass upgrade from Jermaine. That's for damn sure. She was messing around with Jermaine Dupri out your way. That cat, man, he steady catching L's too, man.
He was supposed to be getting sued. But I was going
to
say Jermaine Dupri was supposed to be getting sued for like, it was a couple million, though, but he was supposed to get sued by the bank. And I'm like, oh, damn.
Oh, for that mortgage, man. Yeah, the cats ain't paying their bills, man. Money wasn't a thing at one time, man, but it sure is a thing now. But yeah, he getting hit up, man. He getting hit up. Did you hear about this chick, Paula Deen, man?
What happened?
You know, using the N-word. Using the N-word. She was in some deposition. She was filming some video or something like that. And she was being disposed in connection with a pending sexual harassment lawsuit filed by a former employee who claims she was subjected to a barrage of racist, sexist, and generally inappropriate comments while she worked at Paula's Oyster House restaurant in Georgia. Well, number one, Georgia ain't exactly known for Southern hospitality to black folks.
Right.
That's the first thing. Lawyer, have you ever used the N-word yourself? Paula Deen, hillbilly ass. Yes, of course. Okay, in what context? Well, it was probably when a black man burst to the bank that I was working and put a gun in my head. Side note, Paula was held up at gunpoint during a bank robbery in 1986. Lawyer goes, okay, and what did you say? Well, I don't remember, but the gun was dancing all around my temple. I didn't feel favorable towards him. I hope she didn't. You know, she probably said after my man left
you know, with the guns. I'm sure she didn't say nigga to him, you know.
Why?
Yeah, the lawyer was like, well, okay, did you use the N-word to him as he pointed the gun at your face? She was like, absolutely not. So the lawyer goes, well, when did you say it then? And she was like, probably in telling my husband. So the lawyer's like, okay, have you used it ever since? And she's like, I'm sure I have, but it's been a very long time. You know, she dancing around this, and I mean, let's be real. I mean, most racist white folks won't say that shit in front of you, mostly, for fear of repercussions and consequences, you know. But I'm sure, you know, I've been called a nigga, you know, behind my back, you know, a couple of times, you know. So, you know, we was in the cab, man. I'm sure we've been called nigga, you know, a couple of times, you know. I'm sure, you know. So it's not every time you'll find somebody, you know, brave enough to say this shit with a whole bunch of niggas, or as Mel Gibson said, a pack of niggas around, you know what I'm saying? But it's just funny to me, man, how loose some of these celebrities are. And, you know,
that's like Kramer. Was it?
Yeah.
Slow down.
Yeah. Man, you know, I mean, it we don't really plead our case. Because, you know, as you see on the show, I use it very loosely. I'm trying to stop, but it's a hard word to stop saying. I'm comfortable with it. You know, it's hard. You know, and we don't really plead a genuine case when, like, every rapper, MC, is pretty much out here doing, you know, what we doing. You know, what we saying. So it's kind of hard to plead our case. You know, you have some cats out there be like, oh, it's a weird idea, but, you know, we can say that. Yeah, that's true. But then at the same time, you really can't get mad when white folks get courage and want to use it too. You know, I mean, in most cases, when it's said by black folks, it's like, oh, that nigga over there ain't shit, you know. Oh, nigga, shut up, you know. When white folks try to use it, man, in groups of or packs of niggas, it's kind of a little fear for, you know, what may happen if I say this, you know. That's why Eminem doesn't say it on his raps. Action Bronson kind of, he doesn't say it on his raps either, you know, when he does his thing and everything, you know, because... You know, Benzino was trying to, you know, use that shit against Eminem a while back, too, you know, when he was doing his thing, when him and Eminem had this shit. But, you know, that's why MC, I can respect that from Eminem. I'm sure when he's around packs of us, I'm sure he says it from time to time, and it's accepted because he's with packs of us that accept him. So, you know, she pretty much committed suicide, you know, when she did what she did, you know, because... It's not acceptable. You use it in a term, you know, that you're used to by you being from Georgia. I mean, I'm sure y'all say it all the time. So, I mean, it just is what it is. Is it acceptable? No. But at the same time, it's just like, what do you expect? You know, she's from Georgia. Georgia has a long history of hating niggas. You know, not all the Georgia people are like that, you know, but it is what it is. You know, so I'm not surprised. I mean, it's a lot of people. Shit, Quentin Tarantino, he's one of those that use the term loosely. Shit, Samuel L. Jackson don't give a shit. So I'm like, it is what it is, man. But, you know, it's people are surprised by this, and you really shouldn't be because, like I said, you've been a nigga a long time behind closed doors. This doesn't surprise
me. Right.
It just is what it is. So. You know, the thing I'm tripping on, did you hear about this thing about Serena Williams, man, talking about the Steubenville rape victim and shit?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, she had a statement out there where she was, basically she was just like, you know,
the girl, the little girl that was raped, but when the teenager that was raped out in Ohio by at the party, you know, they ran a train on the girl, and she was drunk.
Damn.
You know, I'm not saying it's right. You know,
right.
But she made a statement, you know, to the effect where the girl kind of put herself out there. On one hand, it ain't right for nobody to take no pussy at all, period. Drunk, sober.
Drugged up.
Yes, you know, crazy. It's not right at all. But then at on the other hand, you know, and I ain't saying she won, but hoes going to be hoes. Okay?
But there's so many people that's willing to sell you some ass that you shouldn't have to take it from nobody.
True. But, I mean, I'm not saying that. Please don't take this shit out of context. I'm going to insert my foot in my mouth like Serena. But you got to look at the circumstance. You know, you out binge drinking. You already doing something that's unacceptable at your age. That's the first thing. I would hope that I would be able to teach my daughter, like, look, there are acceptable things you can do at a party, and there are unacceptable things that you do at a party. And you need to take better care of yourself when you're out. Not everybody is looking out for your best interest. If you're going to drink like that, you need to know the consequences that may come from situations like that. Again, I'm not condoning what those boys did to her, but at the same time, you need to be conscious of your surroundings as well. If you're going to drink like that, you need to go with somebody who's going to, not technically their duty, but as a friend, look out for your friend. If I was at a party with you and I saw you wilding out like that, you know, and I seen some thirsty-ass cats surrounding you, you know, getting ready to do whatever to you, you know, I would, like, hey, you know, get off with my girl, and, you know, I'll pull your ass with me and take you home, you know.
Right.
But being adolescents and teens, these cats, man, made a joke out of it, man. You had one guy fingering her and shit, and then they pulled a train on her, you know, because she was intoxicated and everything. Again, I'm not condoning what they did, but there has to be some level of responsibility for the girl herself, too. Yes, these guys were assholes for taking the pussy. But then at the same time, the girl has to have a level of responsibility herself. At that age, you're not supposed to be drinking like that. You're also supposed to be aware of your surroundings. Because, again, in situations like that, you have to be responsible for yourself, because nobody else is going to be responsible other than your parents for you. You know?
Right.
Now, these cats that raped her, their lives are fucked up. You know, they pulled this train on her, they raped her. Their lives are fucked up. I understand what Serena was saying, but she didn't, you know, she didn't word it right, so she's being crucified. They making her pariah, you know, for this and everything. So I understand where she was going with it, but it wasn't worded right. You know, about her being something like a celebrity, you know, people going to run with that, you know. I don't think she was blaming the girl for what happened, but again, you need to take responsibility for that, too. No, it's not okay to take advantage of somebody when they're drunk, intoxicated, high, whatever. But at the same time, she needs to be responsible for her surroundings. That's all I'm saying. If I'm drunk, you know, I need to be responsible. You know, I'm like, man, I'm someplace, you know, where I think I feel safe at, but you ain't always safe. You know, I'm at the, you know, weigh that shit. Damn, do I want to smash this liquor, or do I want to be able to get in my car and drive home? Because I ain't got nobody here with me. I don't know these motherfuckers here. Why am I going to get loose like that? You know what I'm saying? You know, there has to be some level of responsibility on the victim as well.
Yeah. You know your limitations.
You know? And she's young. They're doing young shit, you know. Motherfuckers can be disillusioned. I would only hope when my child hits 16, she's 12 now, you know, she's not influenced by peer pressure, but who am I kidding? You know, I realize my child is going to have sex one day. I realize she's going to drink. I realize, you know, my son's going to drink. You know, he's getting ready to go to college, you know, in another year, you know. He's going to do some off-the-wall type shit, you know. But they have to, you know, as a parent, you have to teach your kids some line level of responsibility and how to conduct themselves, man. You know, if you out here, if you don't tell, you know, kids are influenced by peer pressure. A lot of kids don't think sucking a dick is having sex. that's pretty much sex, you know. I'm being real, but it's the truth. You know, man, they had some shit on ABC, and the girl was like, well, sucking a dick isn't really having sex. No, motherfucker, that is, you know. You know, right, you know what I'm saying? You may not be getting anything out of it, but whoever you sucking off is and everything, and then the end result is either Southern-style gravy on your face or in your mouth, you know, one or two. You know, I'm a realist, man, you know. So I would hope, you know, I could teach my kid, you know, like, don't fall under peer pressure. If you out with your girl and, oh, come on, girl, don't worry about it, just do it. No, fuck that, don't just do it. If you don't feel comfortable and you ain't ready, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. Don't call your daddy. Your daddy will come and get you and bring your ass home. Don't never fall under peer pressure and shit, man. You know, don't be.
I know that's right.
You know, if you, and I'm telling you how guys think. This is a guy thing. Birds of a feather flock together. If your whole ass friend will fuck, they thinking you fucking. That's real talk. That's the truth. So, yes, you just got a guy secret out there. If you got whole ass friends and you hang around with them and y'all about at some place with a bunch of dudes and your girl out there bogus and she in the back room sucking somebody up, the rest of the gang going to be looking at your ass like, damn, is she doing too? And that's just the way it is. Your girl might
be your turn.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And that's how shit happens, you know? That was they drug this chick from house to house, you know, and filmed the shit, you know. Camera phones is the worst fucking invention and the best fucking invention. They filmed the shit and posted it and you know. Right, so that's what got them in trouble. That's what got them in trouble. You know, they might have dodged a bullet. Not saying it's right, again, but, you know, what would make you think that was acceptable to post that shit and think wasn't going to be no repercussions behind it, you know? And then the chick, sorry, not trying to be a racist, was white. You think her dad was going to let that shit slide? Come on, now. Come on, now. So they paying the consequences, you know. They paying the consequences for that, man. But yeah, Serena got into a little trouble about that. She made a comment, you know, and I understand, but, you know, when you in the spotlight and you black, you know, certain shit, motherfucker, you know, it's like Michael Vick with the dogs, man. Motherfucker did all that time for killing a dog, but, it, you know, here we got Trayvon Martin almost 2 years, and this fat motherfucker ain't even in jail yet, you know, the guy that shot him, you know?
They can't even get a damn jury together.
Exactly. So, you know, that's the world we live in, man. You know, sometimes you got to watch what you say or you're going to suffer and everything. And sometimes you really need to think about what you're getting ready to say before you fucking say it. Because motherfuckers is looking at you with a fine-tooth comb and they're going, you know, through the situation of analyzing what you're saying and everything, you know. So that's what I got in and celebrity news and everything. We'll have some more next week and shit. Went and saw Superman this weekend. And did you see it yet, Red? I'm going to tell you like this. If you go see it, it's long as hell. It's a pretty good movie. It entertains. So since you ain't seen it, I ain't gonna talk about the ending or anything like that. But there's a controversy about the movie for the comic book purist out there. And if you go to my website, RCT Comics on Facebook, you can kind of read up what the controversy is. And be aware of spoilers on the page. If you haven't seen the movie, don't take your dumb ass and read the info on the site, because it is a spoiler in the site. So I'm letting your ass know now. If you haven't seen it, don't read it. If you have, and you know what the controversy is, if you're a comic book purist, then you know what the fuck I'm talking about. But check that out. Yeah, man, it's just a whole bunch of crazy shit, man, you know, going on. A whole bunch of crazy shit to talk about. Yeah, Superman was a good-ass movie, though, man. I like the way they did it this year, you know. So the only thing I'm waiting on now is the Wolverine movie. I'm going to go see World War Z. I would have preferred if it was an R-rated movie, but I'm going to see how much they're going to maintain from the books
from that movie. I'm going to go check that out.
To ask you, you read the book on that or the World War, what is it, World War Z?
Yeah.
What the hell, the people, why are they rolling like that? Like, why do people be moving like that?
It's a disease. I mean, see, the book is different from, you know, what they're doing with the movie and everything. They went, what was that movie where the zombies was running super fast or whatever? They went that route with it. You know, as soon as you get bit, you know, 3 minutes, your ass a zombie or whatever pathogen they got going on that's fucking you up. And they moving like, you know, ants and shit, you know, like a one hive mind or something like that. That's some science fiction geek talk right there. But, yeah, hive mind. And they all trying, you know, they're trying to eat other people and bring them in. In the book, it was totally different. The book was real fucking doomsday, man. I mean, it was doomsday. Motherfucker, it was a catalog of different stories, of different commentaries of what was going on. The world was already overpopulated with zombies, and it's basically given accounts from different people on how they survived. You know, different accounts from different people on what was going on in different parts of the world. This shit that they putting out in the movie, you know, this is some brand new. I mean, it's part like the book and it's part not. This is on some brand new shit. They got some stuff from the book and they got some shit just specifically for the movie. But I'm going to go check it out anyway. I ain't about to pay no money for that motherfucker, but I'm going to check it out anyway and see what's going on with that. So, also, for my video game purists, I don't know if you know, Xbox One is officially backpedaling like the bitch asses that they are. You know, previously, like 2 weeks ago, they had E3. And we had the PS4 announced, and we had the Xbox One announced. The PS4, $399. The Xbox One, $500.
Damn.
Or $499. Yeah. And it had more restrictions on it than the PS4. With the Xbox One, you know, they had the restriction where it had to be connected down there at least once every 24 hours. You couldn't buy and use games for it. Like, you couldn't play used games for it. Well, you could, but you had to pay a fucking fee for the used games. And so, like, say you went to GameSpot or Redbox or Netflix and stuff like that, and you wanted to order a game or GameFly, you couldn't use it because you had to register the damn game on the Xbox. And, you know, you couldn't play it at anybody else's house. You had to play it on that system. And so, you know, yeah, and they kind of put their foot in the mouth, you know. They didn't learn shit from PS3 when it came out, damn near $600, you know. Yeah, it has all these great things where you can connect your cable to it and you can do shit with your cable. You can do fantasy football on it. You can, you know, do a whole bunch of cool shit with it. But it was intrusive, and by intrusive, I mean you have to be connected at least once 24 hours. The damn Kinect, I don't know if you know what the Kinect is, but that's the little thing you use where you can, you know, make movements in front of it. You know, that shit is watching you practically 24 hours a day, you know. It was real intrusive, you know. And so now they're kind of backpedaling. Today they're backpedaling, and they're saying they're doing away with a lot of shit that they were going to do with it, you know, because this is my take on it. The shareholders for Microsoft are like, hey, what the fuck, man, you know. Pre-orders for Xbox, you know, for PS4 are going through the roof. Y'all have already hit them with this bullshit, you know, and it's like $500 for this shit, and their shit is $399. The damn system ain't even out yet, and pre-orders for PlayStation 4 are skyrocketing, and everybody else is like, fuck Xbox, you know? So that's what happened. The shareholders saw that shit. They ain't back away because they wanted to. The shareholders are like, fix this or else. And that's pretty much, that's my take on it, you know. So, yeah, they fixing that now. I'm still not getting one. It took me 2 years to get the first Xbox 360. So I waited a long time before I got that. It's going to be even longer. If that mug don't drop down to $300, it'll be sitting there because I ain't got to have one.
You say work smart.
Say what now? Yeah.
I said they say work. Not harder. That was kind of retarded.
Yeah.
They put the, and then he got real snarky with it too. The spokesperson, you know, he was doing an interview, and you know, like people were bitching, you know, because you know it wasn't region compatible, and a lot of you know servicemen, you know, people in the armed forces and shit, you know, shit, they play Call of Duty overseas, you know, a 24-hour internet connection for their system is not gonna happen. You know, especially if you got – that's another thing they had. You know, it wasn't region-free, you know. So if you bought a game over there in Afghanistan or wherever and you put that shit in your box and it's an Afghanistan box, you know, you can't bring that shit back over here in the States and use it because it's not region-free. On top of that, you know, internet service is okay in Afghanistan and places around where our men are stationed, men and women are stationed, but – 24-hour connection and you in the service is not going to happen. You know, the bandwidth alone would kill, you know, what's going on over there and their unit and everything, man. So, yeah, they, you know, and the guy, the PR spokesman for Microsoft, my man got on there and he was like, you know, the dude asked him, he was like, so what about people, you know, who can't get internet? Oh, yeah, you know, I'm sad to hear that, but we have a system for you that's doesn't have to be connected online. And he goes, the Xbox 360 is, you can use that. You know, it was real smart the way he worded it, man. It was just like on some fuck you. I don't give a fuck. What? Use that Xbox 360, motherfucker. You know, fuck you. We got this the new shit. You can't afford it, motherfucker. You put that Xbox 360. You know, that's how it felt. You know, like, fuck you, punk. I just broke, motherfucker. We got this new shit right here. You know, and that's how it felt, the way he worded it and everything. So now they're backpedaling because PlayStation, I ain't going to be fun. I got mine on reserve right the fuck now. Amazon.com. Fuck y'all. You know, I got mine on reserve. Y'all, if y'all don't fix it, I won't have one. I'll stick with my Xbox 360. That's something else I was messing with D about, man. If y'all don't know, man, D a cheap bastard, man. I told this cat, man, I said, dude, when you going to get you an Xbox 360 or a PS4, man? Oh, man, I'm going to get one. Here we are. The Xbox came out. Both of them came out 2003, 2004. Here we are 2013. I told this fucker. I was like, dude, your ass going to fuck around and keep playing, and a new system going to come out before you even get an Xbox 360. And here we are. 2013, getting ready to see a new PlayStation 4 and an Xbox 360, and D's still over there playing with Nintendo.
Oh!
he look, he ain't even playing with a Nintendo Wii. This cat just got the Super NES.
Oh, you still got to blow in the game.
All right, you know what I'm saying? My man still sitting over there with an Atari 2600, man, talking about this shit right here.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like Chico.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he got the old Pong system sitting up there talking about, look at the graphics on that, man. I would not be surprised, man. But I told his ass, man, that was going to happen. And here we are. I actually had an Xbox I was going to send him, you know, just to, you know, throw the nigga a bone. Yeah, man, come on, man. Keep up the times, dude. Your caveman ass. And I couldn't send him one, man, because my house got flooded, you know, a couple of months ago. Basement got flooded and shit, and, you know, it killed his Xbox, man. So he SOL on that. So hopefully the cheap bastard will put some money up and, you know, go on and purchase one or put one in layaway or something. Cheap motherfucker.
Hey.
So I'm like, dude, I be trying to play the cat, man. You know, I want to get my Call of Duty in with dude or something, or, you know, play some games with him, man. You know, we cross country here. D out in Arizona. I'm here in Chicago. Your ass ain't got one either, but I'm thinking about it. Where yours at? Yeah, you trying to, you laughing at Derek. Where your shit at?
I used to be, but I don't know what happened. I sit and make tracks all day.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? One of the things I like about owning my own business, man, I can sit up at the store and play video games. I use that shit when I leave my other job. I go to the store, I sit there, and I'm happy, man. I ain't even gonna lie.
there are a few places where people work where they can honestly say they're happy. And being a business owner, man, and I can go to a job and sit there and be like, yes, this is what's fucking up. I sit there and I'm playing Call of Duty and shit. The kids come in and they come in there and play with us, man. We got a little candy station, you know. They come in like during the school days and they do their homework in there, man, and, you know, come in and buy a book. I'm loving that shit, man. I mean, I'm free. Motherfucker, I'm a start free. You know, give us free, motherfucker. That's where I'm at, man. And ain't nothing better than going to your own place of business, man, because it's your shit. And, you know, you can do whatever the fuck, you know, and that's what's up, man, you know. So, yeah, you know, so when I'm not on the show and you hear Red and, you know, whatever guest she got on with her, that's why. You know, that's why we've been kind of lackadaisical, man, with the show. We haven't been on. It ain't Red's fault, it's me. You know, D been on my ass about it and everything, man. And, you know, he been trying to get somebody to hold the fort when I'm gone. I'm like, shit, Red can do that shit. She know how to run the motherfucking switchboard. Just upload her some motherfucking movies and get her ass to talk and get somebody on here with her to talk with her when I ain't there. You know, we maybe add the third person, you know, just to cover me when I'm not here. But it's still the Nigel Hitch. We still here. You know, like I said, if you don't hear from us, we around. It's just I'm fucking around. So we here. It's, you know, like I say, we here. Unless D ain't paid the motherfucking bill, like broke motherfucker. Other than that, we here. So, man. Interesting show today. I'm glad we actually got back today. I had a whole bunch more music to play, but you know what? I ain't even going to trip. I had like about 40 different tracks on here. I only got through like 10, but we got some shit for you, man. I'm going to keep you guys aware of what's hot in hip-hop. If you want to see some pictures that I've taken at a couple of shows, you know, go check out the website on Facebook. Look up Brock Gunny Sampson if you want to find the link, or RC2 Comics, or actually you could just hashtag RC2 Comics, hashtag Nod Your Head, and or it's probably Nod, hashtag Nod, but yeah, you can find it, and you can see what's going on, you can see what's going on with my shop, you can see with my pictures, and, you, and hell, if you want to add me as a friend, you can add me as a friend, don't be on no bullshit, though, but you can add me as a friend, you know, I'll be coming over there stalking my page and shit. Talking shit in the background, you know. But yeah, you know, come check us out, and you know, Red got a page. You know, you come check her out if she want to get at to y'all, motherfuckers. If not, you, hey, that's on her. I ain't gonna trip. That's our show, and I hope y'all had a good time talking to crazy ass MC Shan. We really didn't get. I didn't get a lot of questions there that I wanted to. With him, but we'll have him back. We'll come back to the show. And we enjoy the company. I hope y'all enjoy our company and y'all enjoy what we're talking about. Y'all enjoy some of the music. Just check us out, man. Nodyourhead.webs.com, RC2comics.webs.com. You can find that shit on Google. And Red Potion Entertainment, find that shit on Google. Listen to some of her music. Yeah, that she needs to keep sending me for me to play the shit. And that's that. So, Nod Your Head Wednesday is officially off the air. And we'll see y'all next Wednesday. Allegedly, see y'all next Wednesday. Peace out. Talk to y'all later. That's the show. Holla.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want. Showing love to the hood, even to the birds, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. And 10 minutes later, the same song came. It's a D-Hour show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop.
hop aboard the starship. The hottest spaceship showing love to underground artists. Yeah.